You have any irrational fears?
As a child?
Yeah, or adult, whatever.
As a child, I had irrational fears of sharks and my own psyche. Like my sharks and my own self-awareness.
One of those, AJ, one of those is deeply irrational.
And I don't see no saltwater, brother.
Oh yeah, I had one of those fucking hyper-realistic dreams that I had been bitten by a shark in fresh water, like literally in like a retention pond, dude.
That's just what you called your bathtub. It's the old retention pond where I try not to come.
Coming in bathwater is crazy.
Nasty.
I've done it a few times.
It's not good. It's not fun.
Always, that teaches discipline.
It's the biggest regret of coming, I think. I've come to a lot of bad places, but that one, you're like, oh, it's on me? Oh,
what in tarnation?
All I'm saying is I would like to see a society where we go, how strong can we get? I wouldn't be in it. I'm a pussy. You know what I mean? But like, I want to see like another country should do
it. Dude,
I'm
they're doing sure, I mean, Olympics. I'm pretty sure Elon is like a eugenics autistic.
Really? You think? Oh, he's definitely autistic.
Dude, like, so the whole Hitler and Dr. Good. Asperger's, like, they did, like, he ran Hitler's eugenics program and, like, experimented
Dr.
on
Asperger's?
Autistic. Yeah, experimented on
Isn't
autistic
that the villain
people,
in Captain Planet? With our powers combined.
So, that Hitler was literally, like, they were, like, selectively picking autistic people on, like, skills and traits and
How'd
things.
How'd they spot those
and
motherfuckers?
So, he did years and years of testing.
Just years of hanging out with dudes who are a little weird.
So basically, Asperger's was supposed to be autism without an additional like learning or developmental disorder. So he's basically just trying to find autism a la carte, dude. Let's find the OG source and just mine it.
Wow.
Yeah, autism is
specifically looking for people with specific skill sets.
And so there's an autistic guy just banging. Because they're going to make him
really, good at it.
Yeah, I got that one, dude.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah, dude.
I feel like...
He got a little wiener, but he fucks.
I feel this guy goes hard.
He stays hard.
His mouth does more than talk shit.
Yeah, that twitching looks pleasant.
I have an oral fixation, dude. Literally, I have merch made because I have an oral fixation. Like, I chew on my vapes and shit.
Yeah,
so I made these, like, silicone dog tag, like... I
bet you give toothy head a little bit.
I like the lips. Yeah. A bit of a biter. I feel like autism is just like stepped on Asperger's. It's like there's a little bit of something.
I knew some kids with Asperger's and they were doing great.
Asperger's is like what you want, right? That's the one where you get the skills.
It's not a real thing.
That's what I'm thinking of. Savant.
You're thinking of savant.
What's savant?
Savant is where you're like brilliant at one thing, but like kind of pee sometimes in public. Like you have some, there's a weakness you have.
It's Elon.
Well, you don't have it, so you don't know.
It's literally what?
It's literally Elon. Like if he had been diagnosed earlier on in life, that's what he would have been diagnosed
crazy,
as.
Though, it's like
and then
also
everybody
like,
got mad at him when he said he had it because it's not a diagnosis anymore.
There's a whole population like that Rain bullies Man. Him, too. Like, you can't bully Elon because he's...
Because he's what, Thomas?
Yeah, finish your thought, dude.
One of us.
I love my favorite thing about this podcast is when people like I work at this diner and when people ask me, they're like, oh, you have a podcast? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, what's it called? And I'm like, I need you there. I need to like tab you.
You're like, I'll just send you the link.
Yeah.
There you go.
I know it, but I shouldn't say
it. You know what's fucked up?
Do you hear that, followers? When people are like, hey, what is that you're listening to? Or what's that podcast you like? Just send them the link.
Yeah. Don't say it out loud.
It out loud.
Dude, I fucked up today.
What'd you say?
Someone asked me about it, and I go, and I panicked, and I said, I'm going on the retard podcast.
do it, dude.
And it was fine. They didn't. It was good. You know, they were pretty drunk when I told
tard
them.
Pod.
Tard pod. I couldn't remember that. I just remembered what I remembered. Tard
did
yard.
Did you say it to a coworker?
Tard yard.
Did you say it to a coworker or a customer,
dude?
Were they like, I want to?
Oh, they're like
on
a
it.
Regular. Yeah, like, they're coming all the time.
What in Tardation podcast in the Tard yard? Yeah, Tardpod.com.
I love that the road Tardation to get here is called Recovery Road. Do you ever notice that driving here?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm always like, I want to tweet. I'm on the road to recovery.
Also, I live right between like a nice part of Nashville and like the like Spanish Whispering neighborhoods Hills. And things like that. And
oh,
a bunch
I love
of,
how
like,
the Spanish,
Spanish
neighborhoods is not the nice part.
No, I just mean nice. What's
you know the good white
when
area?
You get really good deals on the grocery.
No,
market.
When I say nice, I mean like the really like ultra rich part.
Yeah,
it's just like
Brentwood.
What is it?
Brentwood. Yeah. Brentwood so like, and I'm Whispering Pines.
Yeah, Brentwood and Whispering Pines, and like Plaza Mariachi and stuff like that. But it's hilarious. I know it's the Spanish part of Nashville because all of the streets are named after cities in Florida, dude. So I feel like at home as fuck, dude.
AJ,
it's like
you ever been to Plaza de Mariachi?
Dude, I love that place.
So fucking sick, dude.
We just had lunch
ate wings.
At the wings there. At the wing place right there.
But you go at night. Ever been at night when they're like
oh,
a party?
No.
I have.
Dude, it's so much fucking fun.
Really? I'm gonna go.
It's relatively cheap beers, and I know enough Spanish
beautiful
to say I'm looking for pussy, and how are you?
How do you say it?
Me
llamo Rojo.
No. Ponocho Mahara donde... Pinocho Mojada es muy bueno. See? Sí? Yeah. Wet pussy, where is it? Wet pussy's good, right? That's what I say when I go to
Me gusta la color grande.
There's just like a bunch of like 12-year-old Latino girls, and they're like,
This guy's weird. This guy was my teacher.
We have a couple of Hispanics in the back of house, like our dishwasher, and there's two dishwashers. The morning shift guy, he's got his life together. Every time I talk to him, he goes, todo está bajo control, meaning everything's under control. And the other guy just goes, aha, titties! And he goes out to his car and like just fucking chugs a beer and comes back in to wash dishes. By the end of the night, he's like leaning across shit.
But the thing is, that's every dishwasher at every restaurant. Yeah. Whether you're fucking Mexican or not, dude.
I used to do that. I used to do that when I washed dishes.
Really?
Yeah, I'd get fucked up, dude. I'd go on, why am I going to be sober washing dishes?
What are they going to do, fire you?
Probably not. No, they don't give a shit. No.
Yeah.
I've done blow on the back of on the dishwashing station.
Let's fucking go, dog.
One of us.
Yeah. One of us. One of us.
Yeah, dude. That's the service industry in a nutshell right there. Just get fucked up, hang out, do
so
drugs.
Good.
Yeah.
So good.
I love the service industry. It's like the workers are just so much fun.
Yeah, they'll never make it out of there.
Shout out Corner Pub, dude.
Is that
Shout
you
out.
Work?
Friend
Shout
of the
out. Work, dude.
Friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod. Friend of the pod. Support of the pod, dude.
Let's go.
People love the pod there.
Oh, shit. Word?
No one's watching it there.
Everybody I told today where I was going to be out tonight when I was leaving. So all seven
nice.
People.
Let's go.
All seven people, dude. Fuck yeah.
You Let's are a go. Draw, Rob. You
I know a lot of folks do. All right? I'm very, like, if you went half off on a cheese quesadilla, I'm your man.
Woo. Oh, shit. Sign me up, brother. Dude.
Hell yeah.
Sign me up. You said you got detention.
Signed up.
Okay. Where do I go?
Quarter Pub, Brentwood.
Okay, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Shout
Taking
out.
Care of there.
Also, your Instagram. Go ahead and we could also people could go there as well. There. You could put that out there.
Rob Wentz comedy, dude.
Whoa!
Ooh,
so
he
original.
Dropped it.
I don't support.
He did it.
The shameless self promotion is disgusting. How dare you come on our pod just to
just
plug
to
your
put
shit
stuff out, dude?
Disgusted.
Gross. So you, sir, are a comedian who's been doing it for how many years?
This would be my fifth year.
Okay. Yeah. You're funny for five.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. 5 minutes. That's it.
I just start tugging on myself.
I don't know what to do. I lose control.
My next bit's called Charlie Chapdick. He's put a mustache on and start jerking off.
You come in the hat.
Yeah, dude, that's pretty much what I do on stage. I just go up there and I go, you guys ready to see something pretty small but pretty cool? All right, right enjoy this.
Harry's who's weenie. Okay.
I'm not clever.
You're drunk?
It's so easy on two beers with no food. You'll get there.
You're drinking Miller Lights, you fucking pussy.
No, yeah. I also had a Wisconsin beer, which that is straight up vodka.
No, it's not. It's just cheese.
Spotted cow, dude.
Yeah, shout out.
My favorite cow.
It's only cow I like.
A spotted one?
Yep.
Mixed?
Mm-hmm.
I grew up on a on a. I grew up when I was adopted. My adopted family was like a big cattle farmer rancher. Cows are the coolest fucking animals. We just sit there and chew all day, and like they're excited to see you.
You know, if they lay down, that means it's gonna rain.
That's not real.
I swear to God.
You made that up.
I did not Google it. Fact check it. If you go by a herd of cows and they're laying down, it's gonna rain that day.
See, I don't like that we can Google stuff like this. I feel like we should just have to argue about it.
Okay, well let's argue about it.
Dude, how would they possibly know? Dude?
I feel like we should have to like take a trip, end up on a dirt road, like whistled into a field to a farmer and be like, hey.
That's been society used to mean something. You know? Now it's too easy now. We can just fucking settle these arguments just by our phones. I don't like that.
Cows laying means rain? Question mark.
Yeah, it does.
We'll find out.
I don't give a fuck what that phone says. Okay. My grandpa told me, and his grandpa told him.
And they lay down. It rains.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, bitch. It's not. It's saying it. Half of it's saying yes. Half of it's saying no.
Well, that's good enough for me.
Fuck yeah! All right, I'll take that too.
Yeah.
What do the Republicans think? That's what I believe.
Yeah.
Whatever the cows are laying down because they're lazy. Get back to work. Yeah.
Fucker, don't want to work anymore.
Yeah.
Look, whatever Donald Trump says is facts in my heart.
But them cows are the ones they use to make the impossible burgers, dude.
They're impossible cows. Can't
impossible
find cows. Can't find those cows.
Just lazy vegans, dude.
Just laying down all the time. It's just always rainy in impossible cow town.
But I will say the best meat comes from a lazy vegan cow. Like grain fed, grass fed.
Wagyu.
They give them
fucked up.
They just feed them butter.
They feed them butter, but they feed them alcohol, too. Those cows drink.
Really?
That's a fact. They drink beer.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. So if you drink,
that's pretty dope.
Your meat's going to taste a little bit better. If we legalized
cannibalism, there would be a totally new economy. We take care of the poor. If we legalize cannibalism.
I don't like anything you just said.
I don't like that at all. If we legalized cannibalism, we would then be taking care of the poor.
Yeah, we would. We would. You'd end homelessness, but then you'd be like, okay, well, when they're on drugs, they don't taste as good.
Have you ever seen Soylent Green? That's pretty much that whole movie.
Well, did they make some good points?
It wasn't very optimistic.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
What is the synopsis of it?
What you just
said.
They
eat people?
Yeah, there's this big company that just makes like little pills you take, and it's like, this is your pill for the day, but it's just all human. They're just killing people, and then they're just eating them in little pills.
See, whenever everyone's like, oh, sci-fi, where's my hoverboard? I'm like, sci-fi, where's my Soylent Green? Come on, dog.
You're just trying to eat. Dude, I think you just want to eat people.
That's
don't
the
play
future
on the
I believe in. No, no, I don't want to eat people.
You just like eating people, dude.
I just want us to take care of the poor. Like, cause
no, you don't want to take care of the poor, dude. You want to get a little chomp on. You got a little ground beef.
You
want to
make some lamps out
I'm
of
just
skin.
Saying,
he wants to most dangerous game the poor, dude.
Smart stuff, dude. Another great book. God damn, I failed math, but I passed English, dude. I know.
You good
dude,
at English?
I passed English. I'm a words autistic.
Did any of y'all ever do plays?
Yeah.
You did plays? All of you did plays.
Kind of.
I didn't act.
It's where I first realized.
You're just a tree in the back.
It's where I first realized.
No, I was fucking sound, you bitch.
They're like, someone get Narcan for the tree. She's seizing.
I was a little drunk that day, okay?
All right, go ahead. What was your play
story? That was what I was going to say. We did a fifth grade play of like Julius Caesar kind of shit.
Yeah.
But it was just like a reading on the playground. Kind of thing, like on the basketball courts. Yeah. We just wore the outfits.
Was this Christian school or the other one?
No, this was public school. This was, this was Levy County Public Schools.
That's just smear the queer.
Hell yeah. Shout out that Florida school system.
Hell yeah, dude. I went to Florida school.
Hell yeah.
Did you?
I lived in Homestead, Florida for a bit.
Where are you originally from?
Maryland is where like my family's from, but I claim I went to high school in Idaho, so I claim Idaho.
Okay,
but
good, because Maryland's a shithole.
Yeah, what? You know what? Good crabs, though.
Good crabs.
Good crabs. Doesn't
good
matter
crabs.
What kind of crabs you get, they're always good.
Bit itchy, but.
I was in South Carolina 2 weeks ago doing gigs, and I asked the hotel lady, I was like, where's a good seafood place? And she told me, and I went there, and I got like a gut feeling. I was like, don't eat here. But I did anyways. I got fucking food poisoning from some crab legs. I don't know if I can eat them again. I was shitting my pants right up until I went on stage.
And then on stage, metaphorically.
Yeah, dude, I bombed my dick off that night. I kept going back to the stool and just being like,
No, you kept going back to the stool. You just reach in and pull it out.
Look at it. Play.
Oh, God. Tasty. Compliments to the chef. That was nice.
Yeah, no. I got sick off
soiled its greens. Dude.
I got sick off of mandarin oranges I got a salad. The one time I was like, I'll get a salad. I
what
shit
fucking
my
salad
out.
Has mandarin oranges on it?
A Hispanic one. I don't know. Right. Was
okay.
Yeah, everyone was getting surf and turf, and I was like, I'll take the salad. And then 2 hours later, I was shitting my pants.
AJ, food do you have eight vapes over there? How many fucking vapes do you have? You just keep pulling out new ones and chewing on them.
Yeah, a lot.
There's a lot of vapes.
A lot of vapes.
No, I didn't mean to derail anything.
No,
I mean,
it was just ADHD, multiple flavor options. Oh, okay. Like
the podcast
is
over.
Three
with
different
eight
flavors
vapes
of vapes, two different drinks, drugs,
and six different personalities.
No, you're good.
Three different vapes and pouches, just in case.
Ooh,
I want
to pop a pouch?
Dude, pop a pouch.
I want to dress up on the pod.
Huh?
4 milligrams. Okay.
You want to dress up?
I think it'd be like cool if we like all dressed.
Dude, can we wear suits
or dress?
Can I wear a suit?
You wear the dress.
Can I wear a suit?
Yeah,
you
wear
a dress?
Suit, we'll wear dresses.
I'll wear a suit.
I don't wear a dress. You want to wear a dress?
With you, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I could do
it. You ever put a dress on? You ever done drag?
No, I have. Well, not one time when I was 4, my sisters dressed me up like a girl because they thought it was funny.
Hell yeah.
And my dad was pretty pissed when he came home.
That's a good dad. Yeah, that's a good dad.
Once in high school, I wore girls' like pants and like shirt because we dressed the same for twins day.
Oh my God.
So like I wore the same outfit as her. It was weird.
You think if we snorted this, we could get high?
Maybe like you.
Dude, you're literally like he so much. You're shaking with anticipation. You're like, yes.
No,
yes.
I do.
One of us.
That's just the alcoholism. No.
I think it's my anxiety that makes me shake. I have real bad anxiety, so I'll shake.
All the time?
Yeah. Like all
really?
The time. Yeah, like 24/7. It's actually the only time I don't have anxiety is when I'm on, because that feels good on stage. Like on stage is fine because like no
yes.
one interrupts you. You know what I mean?
Yes, yeah. I don't have. That's the only time my anxious thoughts like disappear. I'm not anxious. I'm present.
I'm still anxious, but like just being like I'm more excited than anxious. Right. So just letting it rip and not worrying about masking So I just let it rip and. Yeah. But it took like fucking a therapist fucking tricking me into being like, oh yeah, dude, to fucking break out of it and just be like, fuck it, dude, just
let it
anxious,
go.
Just let it go. And
it
like,
feels so
like,
good to let it go.
Yeah, and I'd like I was always like I'd be like a foot tapper under the table, and I'd like bite my nails, like I do all of the different shit, but like I don't know on stage, it's like that.
It's magic. It's the best drug.
To that specific,
it's like calming
like,
in a way.
Emotion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like my
yeah,
brain
exactly.
works better
well,
on stage.
It's,
so
yeah.
I just think.
Yes.
You know?
It's calming, and also it's like there's literally times where it feels like I'm like organizing my thoughts with my hands, like moving shit in my because I'm a visual thinker, so right. I'll have like a word cloud sometimes.
It's gonna roll a deck here.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Like I'll be flipping through, it, and sometimes it's like shit. What was I talking about? And I'll have to fucking use the controls to hit the reverse button and
right.
be like fucking. Oh yeah, there's where I was.
And that's when that's also like when it's going best too, is when you're just up there just like some like there's times where I'm saying things and I'm like, well, I didn't plan on saying any of this.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite.
I love that.
And then you just go and you're like, oh wow, that was actually a lot of fun, and now I have like a new bit.
Yeah, but then you have to go into a bit that you don't love and be like, this is worse than what I was saying off the cuff.
And you also have to like that sucks when you're doing like a longer set, like a 30-45 minute set or something, and you're like your first 20, you're just like crushing kind of because you're just like, fucking bam, 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 bam. And then you're like, all right, and now I'll start material. Hello, people. And then like, you have to like restart a little bit. And they're like, we don't like this. We liked when you were yelling at us and calling us dumb and gay. And I was like, damn it, why did I abandon my roots? I should have been calling them dumb and gay the whole time.
Yeah, I love how you sound like Marcus Lusting in a bit right now.
Oh, no.
Shout out Marcus. We got
to
get
friend
Marcus
of the pod.
Yeah,
we great. Need to. He's great.
He's great. We Word. Need one Jew for every 10 goys.
Well, I'm a goy.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
but
you're part of our goy quota.
I went to a Jewish church for a bar mitzvah one time. A lot of fun. Good folks.
You know, that counts.
And I think maybe one of them.
One of them.
What?
I feel Jewish every day I wake up, you know?
Yeah.
I look at my dick and I go, man, looks like theirs. Probably one of them.
Because it has same money on it.
Well, yeah, I wrap it in quarters to make it bigger.
You put it in the fucking slot for
yeah,
the quarters.
Just you take a roll of quarters, you just do little fucking band-aids around
my
it.
My dick looks like $5.
Yeah. Oh, my dick looks like $1 million. I get no respect.
Well, I'm allergic to latex, so I use them as condoms. Dude, I just fucking fold down the end.
You know, with cardboard.
Yeah, soggy.
Yeah.
It's like a paper straw.
Does that work a lot with women when you... I mean, I'm not doubting you're allergic to latex, but...
No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Yeah, but do you think... Damn, I was hoping to ask if that worked.
Go ahead. I have a latex allergy.
Do you ever tell a woman that? And I wonder if it works.
I should try that.
What is it supposed to work for?
To not use a condom. It feels...
Oh, no, you can get a non-latex. You can get one of those.
Yeah, but who has that around?
Yeah, and then I got to go to the store and we're in the middle of it. It's hot.
Literally, if someone says that to me, I'm just like, fuck it.
Just come in there. Come on inside, dog.
Fuck it. I don't care.
Ladies use condoms. Like, lady sex uses condoms.
If you go to
fuck you, bitch. I'm straight. I like wieners.
Me too, man.
Although the waitress at the wing place did hit on you today.
She did, and I liked it.
was
cute.
Was she your type?
I don't have a type.
But if you did, it would have been her.
I mean, yeah.
Or just any wing waitress.
Yeah, any wing waitress that looks that cute.
Tiny little blonde with a little, like...
Nails. She had
nails
the nails.
Done and stuff. Had her nails done.
Bad for lesbianism.
And she came over to Sydney. Like, she brought us our drinks, and then she was like, oh, by the way, you're so pretty, and I love your nose. It's so cute.
Oh, damn. She was kind of spitting game a little bit.
She's spitting game a little bit.
She was rizzing you up, big dog.
Yeah, and you know what I did?
What did you do?
I was like, well, thanks.
Oh, damn. Oh, wow.
And then the rest of the time, I was like, I can't look at her. Yeah,
you don't want to get a boner.
Yeah, I had one.
I mean, I wish if a waitress did that to me, I'd have done the same thing, but oh, wow.
Yeah.
It is nice.
When people compliment me after shows, like when people come to like talk and like take pictures and stuff, I'm so weird at getting compliments. I'm just like, oh, thanks so much. Or I'll like do my invisible karate just to fight the urge to run away.
I what I learned was not to go, yeah, I thought it fucking sucked. It was the worst time of my fucking life.
They're like, we had a great time. Thanks for coming out. And I'm like, yeah, I wish I would have stayed home. This sucked.
Yeah, it was the worst. I fucking hated that. No, like, you have a set that's good, but I only think about bad things.
Think about what the bit you dropped.
Yeah, whatever. So it took me a minute to learn to just be like, thanks so much. It was so awesome. What's your name? And just put the conversation back onto them. Right. You're like a little word wizard.
You think about the word or sentence you flubbed that no one even noticed. Or like the thing. Dude, that was one of the best pieces of advice though I have ever gotten. It was from like one of my comedy mentors. He's like, when you mess up or when you like mess up a joke or like forget like a tag or something like that, the audience doesn't know you messed up. Yeah. Only you know you messed up.
And they will keep me up.
Anyway.
They don't care.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. It's like fucking in a basketball game, like accidentally running the wrong play, but still scoring.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know,
it's the end result's the same.
The end result's the same. The audience is still, you know? And so I have to think about that sometimes, but then also like be like, well, fuck, I still have to remember to do this. And like, so it's like this weird, like, I don't know, trying not to be too hard on yourself and trying
it's
not
like
to...
It's like trying to walk a tightrope.
It's a yin and a yang.
Just try to be like, okay, I have to be balanced on this side because like when I get home, I can watch whatever video or do whatever thing and just be like, that sucked. But then in the moment, I have to be like, it was great. It was the best show I've ever done. And I love it and I love doing shows. And I love driving. I like to drive 5 hours for $40. See, it's my favorite thing in the world. And actually, Love's gas station bathrooms are pretty nice. And I like to shower in them. And sometimes I sleep in my car and I like sleeping in my car. It's my favorite place to sleep. Sometimes I get home and I have a bed and I go, I hate this bed. I want to sleep in my car. I don't even like beds. And grass tastes good when you pass out drunk in it. Yes, I love doing the road. Oh, comedy. Yum, 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 yum. Isn't it awesome? Give me more of that good comedy, daddy. Yeah. You know, I made it in show business out here in fucking St. Mary's, Idaho. We did it, everybody. Oh, let me take this fucking couple of dollars you're giving me and spend it all back on the bar outside. And then I'm going to drive my car a little bit drunk to the hotel room and go outside and go, ooh, ooh, our star's cool. But yeah, no, comedy's great. I love doing it. It's one of my favorite things in the world. I love doing it. I would never want to do anything else. Please don't hire me for a job. That's where I'm at in my comedy life.
We all been there, dude.
When people
fucking rough, dude.
When people come up to me after a show and they're like, "We really liked you," I go, "Yeah, I am special. Yeah, I'm good.
I'm the most special boy. Yeah.
God chose me."
Dude, yeah. I used to think it was like insulting when people after shows would be like, "Hey, like good show, like keep going," you know, or like don't. And I used to feel like insulted, and then now I'm like, "How did you know I needed to hear that?"
Right. Don't give up.
I had someone after a show be like, "That was very brave," and I'm like, that was the worst.
Dude, that's a whole bit about that in my new hour.
Really?
About that.
The compliment that stings.
Takes a lot of balls to even get up there.
Dude. Yeah.
It's brave for you to be around me right now. I'm about to kill you.
Some lady in Sandusky, Ohio came up to me after a show this past weekend, and she was older, and she was like, "You know, we would relate more if you talked about Robitussin." And I was like, "What am I supposed to fucking do with that?" Robitussin.
I got 20 on Robitussin right now.
Robitussin. I'm robo tripping right now, brother. What do you mean?
I like them little elves.
Why you got some? Oh my god!
That'd be like coming up and be like, "You ever used Ben Gay before? Wow, it's great." That's only old people shit.
Yeah.
Why would you ever talk about that?
Yeah. Oh, dude. Not Ben Gay. I come from like old redneck people. Have you ever used Absorbine?
Is that the horse stuff?
That's the horse
stuff.
Yep,
that shit works.
Yeah, that shit works good.
Works way better.
It is literally, it's a horse liniment. So it's like, it's Ben Gay for horses. It's what they use for sore muscles on like race horses.
Damn.
That shit's powerful.
Tall guy.
You gotta almost wear gloves to put it on. Though. Like you gotta wash. Yeah. Like that shit is strong.
It's strong. It stings. Ugh.
And it's good for like muscle soreness and numbness and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like in your joints. Like I used to have to put it on my like knees and ankles and shit.
Damn.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's wild.
My dad used to rub it on me.
That and some ivermectin.
While I was asleep, he would come in. We'd be naked and he'd say, "It's for the Robitussin."
I got to rub those horse drugs in on you, baby girl. Let me go on in here. I'm going to rub
How
my
you going to win the discus?
Here's an apple.
The discus with a sore thigh?
I'm going to ride you like a jockey, girl. Just hold on still.
Oh my God. It's, okay.
I need another beer.
You want a beer ski?
Yeah, I need to go downstairs.
Did I deleted all those cords out of those Millers?
Nah.
I also have some downstairs, but I got to pee.
Yeah, go do it.
All right,
bet.
I'll be back.
We'll have boy talk.
Well, brother, then you got to leave, and I got to stay.
All right, I'll go get the
this
beer.
This piss break is brought to you by Puff Puff Glass and Dixon Flannel Company.
All right, so now that the lady's gone, you guys like the funk?
Dude, my favorite thing is just fucking
like right now. Yeah. Are we doing it?
I'm down for anything.
I'm gonna pick a number.
Cut.
I love wearing these flannels
because of the thing.
Dixon flannels because the flannels have these little fucking shirt pocket like eyeglass cleaners on the inside.
No way.
Dude, yeah, Dixon's are sick, dude. Like this one actually like so they make a bunch of sick flannels.
And it's just a guy and his buddy, right?
Yeah, Danny Dixon, and then his buddy Chris. Like they basically have built this empire, dude, of just. Wanted like some creative dudes that were like, "We don't like the shit other people make. We want to make our own shit." And like, you know, they just wanted more flannels in the world, and they fucking make now they make the best ones.
Yeah,
the snaps are so strong too. Like I tried one on the other day, and the snaps they snap together and they hold, which is so nice.
You're just locked into it.
Yeah,
they do those fancy flannels with the buttons and the snaps. They do these, like, the short sleeve, like, the party shirts that I wear in the summers. I'm fucking short sleeves in the summers, flannels all winter, baby.
Do they have a straight jacket version that I can have? they make a straight jacket in medium?
They got some pinstripes. You know, they got some pinstripes. But, dude, their flannels, they have all those. They do these, like, custom collection ones. Like, they do, like, this is fucking the Quack. Dude, this is a fucking Mighty Ducks themed flannel.
Dude, that's sick. Right? That rips.
That rips. They do these horror themed ones. Like this is the Gill Man, based on like Creature from the Black Lagoon. Mm. Like on the inside of the tags and buttons and stuff. Dude, this is the Venkman from Ghostbusters. Dude, look, it's got the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man on the inside.
I loved it.
This one is mine. This is my flannel. This is dude. I got another one.
Does it have yeah, a cool tag too?
This is the Captain Autism flannel they made for me. That I shot my first special in. And when the special comes out, Dixon's releasing the Captain Autism flannel to go with the special.
So dope.
That's dope.
Dude, they're amazing. We go back like 2 years at this point. Dude, they sponsored my special. They sponsor our podcast. Dude, I cannot recommend Dixon Flannel Company enough.
I like that.
I like that. I mean, ad aside, I really liked that thing we wore. You let me wear it last night at Zany's.
The jacket.
The jacket was so fucking comfortable.
Dude, there's some fucking beard butter back there. They do beard butter, like men's soaps, like the fancy smelling stuff, all sorts of stuff, dude.
That's awesome.
Bum, ba, ba, ba.
Get some Dixon on you.
Get your Dixon.
You got Dixon on you?
Grow your Dixon collection.
We had sex when we were gone.
Without me?
Yeah.
It's the only way to get it done.
If you made them come, you got a piece of their clothing. So I have Rob's hat.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Wow.
I'm going on here.
Well,
Thomas is a tough nut to crack.
Yeah. Well.
I guess I got to give each one of you.
I made sure he came, though.
I guess I got to give each one of you a piece of my clothing because I came while I thought of you in the bathroom.
Oh, wow. You're a sick freak. Asexual pervert.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, man. All right,
you were saying something about Senoritas, Lolitas.
Oh, yeah.
Idaho.
Yeah, well, it was
okay,
Idaho.
She's a mom. She got snacks.
Yeah, she was a mom, and I hooked up with her, and she, this was a little odd. She had me, so we were hooking up, but she had, like, put her kid to bed, which is, like, that's my demographic. I fucking love that. But, like, I've never had, she was like, hey, can you help me read him a bedtime story? I read her kid, her three-year-old, a bedtime story.
Mein Kampf?
Yeah, it was in Bonner's Ferry. So, yeah, I mean, that's Mein Kampf area. Shout out to Owen Benjamin, who was up there. It's like a wild dude. And, I read this motherfucker a bedtime story, and the whole bedtime story was about, like it was very Jesus-y, and I was expecting, like, the three bears. And this thing was like, when you're born, you make a promise to God to fulfill your potential and stuff like that. And I was like, yo, this is wild. Like, I didn't know we were doing all this.
It was a Jewish family.
I banged that bitch out hard.
Hell yeah, dog.
Put that kid to bed, and then I fucking went to work.
Let's go,
Daddy
dog.
Cleaned his hands off, said, surgeration's in the process. I'm going to get that pussy at you, mama.
The book wasn't for the child. It was for you.
It's getting me hard. I'm gonna fulfill my promise to God to make she's you
like,
cool.
She's like, I'm only going to fuck this redhead if he can read.
There were some times where I went, that's too big of a word. I'm skipping it. I just kept a couple words. I started just trying to do voices because I thought they were funny.
She's like, I'll fuck him, but I'm keeping my bra on.
I'll take what I can get. I'm not a fucking. Yeah. I'm not going to complain.
Dude, this is so gross, but I it's not gross if you're watching this and that it's you, but I hooked up with a girl and she was still milking. She was milking.
Milk?
And I alluded to it on the Fiona pod and I really want to get into it, but she's like on top and we're like making out and all of a sudden I was like, did you spit on me? And it says that it was squirting out as we were hooking up. And then I went to, like, you know, go see about the boob area with my mouth. And then I got a flavor and I was like, I can't.
Was it sweet tasting?
No. It's like mushroom, cream of mushroom.
What? She had salty titty milk?
Not salty. It's like, it was like a...
Savory.
Yeah.
Savory. It was umami.
She had some savory titty milk.
It was umami. It was umami.
Thank you, mommy.
Ooh, umami.
Umami.
Ooh, umami.
Yeah, it would. I didn't. Would not book again. Like, I'm gonna definitely.
You're like baby in the eggs. I'll
wear a raincoat. I'm just gonna be in a fucking
nipple condom. Just throw some nipple condoms.
You've got one of those COVID chills on.
Just a parka.
It just seems insane that you were like the water pressure of her titty milk was so bad that you said spit. I would imagine it would be like, psh, psh, you know what I mean, coming out a little heavier like that.
Wait, heavier?
That'd be like a little more flow.
Yeah, like a spray.
While we're hooking up. I wasn't like milking her. It was just like the movement.
It was just the movement made her dribble like a little bit.
Splashing it on me. Yeah. It was kind of, it was.
I drink titty milk.
You would or you did?
You would.
I mean, I have.
Have you have? And you will?
I will again.
You will do it?
The one I had was sweet.
Really?
Yeah, sweet tasting.
This girl might have had. Something. Like if you're on antidepressants,
she's fucking you. She definitely has an STD. I mean, let's just put that.
Whoa,
out there.
No, she doesn't. Not yet.
Come on, dude.
Not yet.
Not yet. No, I hook up with Christian women. I love Christian ladies. Actually,
because they're trick 'em because they're stupid.
Yeah, I'd be like, you know what God wants?
He wants you to have a wild night.
He wants you to suck my dick hard.
Yeah.
And fast.
Yeah. His forgiveness is strongest in shame. After this, we'll get baptized.
Did any of you guys have any like irrational fears as a child?
Ooh, that's a good question. I was scared of demons. I was very scared of demons for a long time.
Yeah. You just look in the mirror and scream.
No, it's just my stepdad in the reflection. He's supposed to be at work.
Why were you demons?
That's... I don't know, because my mom was like really spiritual. She was like kind of, it was like the beginning of maybe losing your mom. Shout out, Mom, love you. But she was like slowly like descending into a bit of a madness. And the vehicle for that was spirituality. So she'd be like,
a lot of times it is.
Demons are coming. We got to put oil on the walls.
Yep. She would like, that always keeps out demons.
Well, it just makes the house very flammable.
I got to charge up my water in the moonlight.
Yeah. Yeah. Cup the freebase in here with all this oil on the wall. But yeah, it made me. And then I would watch like scary movies. Like I saw Left Behind, I saw X-Files, I saw Jeepers Creepers. And it just was a perfect storm of like late at night. I would like almost hallucinate demonic figures up like up in the corners of the of the house. Yeah, I'd be like, I saw something. And I was in the top bunk of a bunk bed, and I wet the bed, which is just logistically a nightmare. Just
dripping. Yeah, I did that in college a lot. Yeah,
you wet the bed in college
because you just blacked out. My That's crazy. Had, like, triple decker bunk beds, and I was on the top. And it sucked for the other two guys, but what are you gonna do?
It is like a tropical rainforest for them.
The fact that I was able to climb that ladder up a triple decker bunk bed blacked out is enough. Like, yeah, I get to piss my bed, dude.
I love
that. Natural athlete.
Yeah. I remember I fell one time off the top of that and broke my tailbone when I was like fucked up. And they were. I woke up the next morning. No one helped me. They were all like, yeah, dude, you were being really fucking annoying last night. Yelling and shit. I was like, I think I hurt myself. Like, I was all fucked up. Yeah, it was awful.
Oh, no.
Injuries while you're drunk, worst.
Because you don't even... One time I woke up and my bike was in a tree.
My tree was in a bike?
How the fuck did that happen? And goes, no one knows, but it's up there. And I was like, yeah, I probably got pissed off at it. It was probably pissing me off with the whole turning and falling thing. I should probably fix that.
So you threw it in a tree?
Yeah, I'll never ride it again. I didn't get out of there either.
Yeah. You seem good with
high
conflict.
Motor anxiety and the strength to throw a bicycle into a tree, dude.
Yeah,
one of us.
Yeah, dude.
Oh,
I just got diagnosed on the spot. Hell yeah.
Yeah, welcome.
I do we'll be give you a doing prescription. That, dude. I do be doing that.
I like it. I feel better now.
I wonder. I've thought if I'm autistic, and I don't think that I am.
We do.
But sometimes, do you?
Brother, we're...
Authentically,
brother.
Really?
We gotta tell you something.
I say weird things. Say it.
You are here.
Yeah.
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 But you know how you have imposter syndrome? I have imposter syndrome that I'm, like, not actually retarded.
Brother, this valor isn't stolen.
Yeah. It's earned.
You earned this. I'll never forget.
There's a reason YouTube keeps letting us say all the wild shit we keep saying, dude.
I guess that's true.
Dude, what are you saying? You were at a show one time, and we were doing this show at like a place that didn't sell. They sold normal beers, you know?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Thomas just, he smuggled in 2 24-ounce Voodoo Rangers.
Which he always does.
You can only get those at gas stations.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's drinking one.
Tall boy Thomas, dude.
Dude. And when the waitress comes by and goes, can I get you anything else, Thomas? She goes, another one of these. And I was like, she can't get that. That's not possible.
I was so drunk, I thought I bought it there.
That was
another round of voodoos for the table.
She's going to go to the gas station.
You're
come
sitting
out
alone.
And be like, I got what you needed. Here it is.
He's like, so are we hooking up tonight? I'm like, oh, no, obviously not. Yeah, it's voodoo night.
I'm trying to get weird with the homies. Yeah. I'm not trying to hang out.
You see
with
me with
guys.
A voodoo,
the thing,
I'm not
voodoo's
putting out.
Real and my dick doesn't work.
That should be the commercial for Voodoo Ranger. Like, if you have a sex addiction, just drink Voodoo Ranger.
You'll never have sex again.
Impotency is the... That's a tough word.
Impotism?
Nepotism. Impotency.
Impotency?
Impotency.
Yeah. Turns out the strangers are impotent.
Can I tell you all a street joke, a fun street joke? I grew up with this street joke. And I'll change it so it's less racist. But
no, say it how it is.
Huh?
Say it how it is.
No, I'm not going to do that. I think I saw it on the Chappelle show. No. There's a story of a poor white guy, we'll say, who goes to the doctor, and he, after going to the doctor, he immediately goes to a suit store and he buys a very fancy suit, and he comes home and his wife sees him in this fancy suit and she goes, "Oh my God, you spent all of our money on this suit. Why would you do that? You know, we can't afford this these things right now." And he goes, "Well, I was just at the doctor's office," and he said, "I was impotent." Impotent, you know what I'm saying? He's important.
Oh, God damn it.
You stupid ass.
I'm so dumb.
Yeah, I love it. That was like the one joke I knew as a kid.
Oh, God.
I was like,
still, you still end your act every time, though. So mm-hmm. It's impressive. Mm-hmm.
It's my opener.
Yeah, of course.
One of these days, I'm going to write original material, but it's not this day! don't you? Are you ever worried you might be hack, like, or have hack tendencies?
Only every time I'm on stage.
Come on, dog.
Come on, dude.
Every day I wake up, I look in the mirror, and I'm like, "You fucking hack."
Yeah.
I feel like if you're a comic who doesn't, you gotta think you're hack. Hate yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
You guys don't wake up and paint clown makeup on yourselves. It's not a thing you do. Just the fucking sad. Just fucking.
I had this idea to smash a watermelon on stage, and I did.
Worked out great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, I always want to fuck the stool, dude. Always.
It's a good time.
Yeah. Who doesn't love a good stool fucking, dude?
It's asking for it, being there.
I don't want to be bad. I don't want to be bad at sex in front of that stool.
Yeah.
Like, look how he's fucking that stool. That's kind of not good.
That's not consensual stool fucking. He's doing it bad.
If I fuck the stool, I'd go,
I usually talk. I go down on it.
It's
normally.
Just rubbing sticks together.
You wait, go you down do what?
The
stool?
I go down. I go down to the bottom rung and I go. Like that. You know what I mean? And like,
yeah.
Because this is a myth. Guys do that.
That's not what you want.
You want to go like you're sucking an oyster in. Just
this guy knows stuff.
That's how you really suck. That's how you get some pussy.
That is
wet.
True.
You know you don't want to be doing all this. Spell the alphabet.
I
myth.
Do. What also I do works a little is if combo you get money out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's nice.
I don't like this.
That
part.
Made me wet right now.
Yeah, dude.
I don't like the.
My dick pussy is soggy.
Yeah, dude.
Just picture it. It's like a pussy, pig in a blanket.
Just a.
Well, that's just some leftover juices from before. From,
yeah,
well,
swapped
from the
clothes.
Bathroom break.
Yeah, and I liked every bit of it.
Oh, yeah.
Really
we
sad.
Need a,
I missed
we
it.
Need a Patreon oh. for the Patreon.
Yeah, smell my fingers. No.
They just smell like horse been gay.
It smells like redhead. Are you a bush or no bush? Bush
like
light?
Smells like a gingerbread
what I
cookie,
can
dude.
Get in this really? Motherfucker. Yeah. I don't give a shit if you bush or no bush. I'm not a rich man. You know, I can't go, "Ooh, no bush. I don't like that." I go, "Thank you. A hair in my mouth? Who gives a fuck? A little evidence." Trying to just come out of there with a scar.
I haven't flossed in a while.
No, that's a question for someone who gets more pussy than I do. Would be like, "Do you like bush or no bush?" I like pussy, dude. I don't give a fuck. Okay, as long as
I'm just happy to be here.
I'm just thankful I'm included.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like asking, that's like, do you prefer the beach or do you prefer the mountains? I prefer vacation.
Yeah. I'm not at work.
Take it what I can get.
Yeah.
When you said bush or no bush, I thought you were talking about George Bush.
Yeah.
That's what I was.
Dude, what a great idea for like a quiz show. Bush or no bush. And you just like say a ridiculous sentence and people have to guess if that was Bush or not George Bush.
I love that. I love that.
I like
W's
that.
Had some fun stuff.
Dude,
it's like
so
is it George Bush
things.
Or Wiz Khalifa. Either way, that's a slur.
The Bush. That was Kanye, actually.
Same thing.
Yeah.
I'll never forget living in New Orleans when Kanye was on TV and he just goes, "George Bush hates black people." And I was like, "Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
George Bush doesn't care about black people."
Finally, a truth teller.
Do you have any irrational fears as a child?
Not as a child, as an adult.
What's your irrational fear?
Dude, I'm scared of pickup trucks.
What?
Yeah. They just freak me out the way they like, I don't think they have good vision up there, and I'm always afraid they're going to rear end me because they don't see me in my little car.
Pickups?
Oh, like big lifted trucks.
Yeah, yeah. No,
oh,
good,
gotcha,
no,
gotcha.
No, all of them.
All of them?
Semi trucks?
Just, well, no, because those are the best drivers on the planet.
Thank
so
you.
I'm not scared of them.
Thank you, brother.
But the ones. The ones in the pickup truck, that's too much truck for a guy without a license. You don't like semi-trucks?
Not all of them.
Dude, actually, I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of semi drivers are just watching porn and movies going down the road. I've never been on my phone more while driving than when I was a semi truck driver.
Like the old school guys that like don't
you're not lesbian? Fucking. No. Semi truck driver?
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck, dude.
I used to
he has all the markers. He has all the markers.
Yeah, I mean, you're hitting on like.
She's like, I eat pussy, but I'm not a lesbian.
Yeah. Look.
No, okay. That's the only thing she doesn't do.
Listen, we have something to tell you.
Okay.
One of us.
One of us.
One of us. You like pussy, man. It's okay. We all do.
I don't, though.
No, it's okay.
It's gross.
Okay. It's just a wild.
I love how in like 5 years of this podcast, we're going to be looking back and it's going to be the montage of Sydney figuring it out. It's like, no, I don't like pussy. And then it's like, well, but you know, pussy fine. And then it's like, this is my girlfriend.
What the hell? And it's you? Yeah. You transitioned finally. Yeah. And we're like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, they like me more.
Everyone's relieved.
Yeah. Finally, I'll get booked in this town.
As long as you keep the beard.
Yeah, yeah. Because you're not gay.
Yeah. Another fact.
You just need more eyelashes, dude.
Yeah, I'm not
dude,
a
dude, I will. Yeah. You have very nice eyelashes as far as eyelashes go.
Thank you.
It's phonetically very good.
My my fifth grade, my
phenotypic
third grade teacher, one of my elementary school teachers when I was much older, I was like 13 or 14. We were at the the youth league park because my parents like coached like baseball and softball and stuff. So we were out at the youth league park and we ran into my like former elementary school teacher. And she told my mom right in front of me that I'd have made a very pretty girl.
That's fucking weird.
That's what the teachers are doing in schools, folks.
That's odd. You know what? We need to put God back in these goddamn schools.
Yeah. There's too much going too far, too quick.
Oh, hell?
She's just like, I always thought you'd have made a very pretty girl.
She was hitting on you.
Yeah, she probably did. A couple years? Could have been fucking over the old otter school.
We could have been
scissoring.
School
for otters you were going to. You could have been banging
school
her out.
For otters, dude.
You could have been banging that otter, that yeah. otter teacher
I could
out,
have
dude.
Been otter.
Otter box.
Otter box, dude.
Otter pop.
Otter pop that otter box. All right.
Well, yeah. Mark Norman, get him out.
Oh, no.
He's just under the table.
Welcome to the pod, Mark.
Comedy.
Comedy. Oh, man.
There is a comic. There's a local comic in town who, like, does his manner. So in Knoxville, there's a comic who does Shane Gillis pretty heavy. And in Nashville, we have a comic that does Mark Norman pretty
yep.
heavy. You've seen him?
Yep.
Yeah. It's funny, you know.
All right, guys, I'm right here. And that's not cool.
I don't like that. Just be yourself.
Mm. Yeah, I find myself sometimes if I watch too much of a comic I like of doing certain things they do. Like if I watch Shane Gillis, I will hold the mic like this a little weird. Mm-hmm. But that's why I like that's when people are like, do you watch Kill Tony? I'm like, dude, I've been to a lot of open mics. I'm not watching another one on my free time. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's a sick podcast. It's fucking dope. Like a lot of people love it. I don't have more time in my brain for more comedy.
Especially bad comedy.
Yeah. Like, and I'll watch some specials of someone I really like or something like that, or someone, you know, but like when comedy people who don't do comedy talk to you and they're like, did you see this podcast? Or did you see this thing and that thing? I'm like, dude, you're autistic. Yeah. Like
dude, I'm doing it, you're watching.
The thing
it.
I hate the most is I get comments on my social media and people at shows that will be like, oh, I loved you on Kill Tony. And I was like, I've never been on Kill Tony.
They're just getting us confused. That's strange.
That's funny. That's that's the worst is when someone says something to you and you're like, oh, I didn't do that thing.
Yeah.
That you think I did. Yeah, well, it's not something that happened.
Yeah, someone came up to me when I first moved here and they were like, oh yeah, I saw you at Zany's. You hosted for, and it was like a big name comedian, I can't remember. And I was like, oh, it was Sam Talent. Was like, you hosted for Sam Talent when he was in town. And I was like, that wasn't me. And they got me confused with Amber Autry. And I was like,
just another Fortune female comedian. Sure.
Yeah. I'll sometimes it's a bad quality, but I share it with Brad Pitt. I don't remember people's faces, so like I'll meet a comic who's moved to Nashville for like a third time. And be like, hey, are you visiting? And he goes, I moved here. We talked about this, and I'm like, ah, shit.
That was Rob? The first 3 months with us.
Yeah. No, you're very noticeable. You're very noticeable.
Yeah, a lot going on.
You've got a strong odor.
When did you move here?
September of 2000. September.
September 9/11.
Not from 2023, right? That was last year. What year is it?
It's 24.
So September of 22.
Okay.
That's when you moved here?
Where'd you start out?
I started in Spokane, Washington. Spokane, Washington.
Okay.
Yeah. Isn't it kind of a little wokey jokey up there?
Not in Spokane. No.
Spokane is amazing, dude.
Cool. It's very Eastern Washington, like North Idaho. Whatever. Sometimes they're like, honestly, you were funny, but you were quite offensive enough for me. I've done a lot of Elks rooms and shit.
The Elk Lodges,
the places where you're like, yeah, I'm just going to say whatever the fuck I want.
We're looking forward to your racism.
I've gone there twice with Jason Mewes, like, to do weekends. And the first weekend I crushed, the second weekend I crushed. But during the second weekend, I was like finishing my set, and one guy yelled, "You didn't do the retard joke."
they're very vocal. Like, I did a show up in Sandpoint, the hometown I'm from, in this theater that holds like a good amount of people in it. And it was like doing a 500 seat bar show where you're like, stop talking. Like it's my turn to talk. You can't just yell.
Oh, all the time.
Like, they don't have any etiquette. They're raised in a... But I love it up there. It was great to start there. But, like, yeah, it's... Like, they don't get shows that often up there. You know what I mean? In that area of the country. So, like, just... You go to, like, a little town, and, like, they're so excited someone's there that they're not even heckling you, like you suck. They're just like, damn, Billy Ray, that's just like you. You do the same fucking thing. And they're just like yelling out. Where you're like, okay.
I've just said my name. Hey, you're always saying that shit.
Fucking Liam Neeson, dude. Like, I have a fucking microphone, a disorder, and a unique set of skills.
Give him to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, heckling is a nightmare sometimes.
I've handled it fine.
Yeah, you're pretty good at it.
But, like, it is funny when you just go to a place where you're like, you're in a theater right now. Like you paid $30 for this ticket. I thought you'd shut the fuck up. Like, when I'm up here, I didn't realize you're going to be yelling at me. like one of the guys on the show, Tyler Bowe, super funny out of Portland, but he said, talking about fucking somebody, and they go, this one lady in the crowd goes, "We fuck what we want in Idaho." Not who we want. She goes, "We fuck what we want." It was wild.
Oh my God.
And I had to be like, "Yeah, I'm from here. This is my hometown. I grew up in.
I'm familiar. I know where the stump is."
Yeah, I also have a buddy's dog.
You want to meet my girlfriend, Winnie the Pooh doll?
Not just in those bunkers, dude. Just a bunch of mannequins.
Oh man,
these are my friends.
Honestly, more terrifying than bodies.
Yeah.
Full of mannequins, I'd be like...
Because of the uncanny valley thing, where it's like these look human but not human.
Mm-hmm. Are you ever at a Lululemon and get a little turned on at the mannequin, though?
Nah. Not the mannequin, but the ladies in there.
Yeah.
Why do you think I go there?
Ladies that shop at Lululemon are looking to have, like... We got some nice bodies normally.
Yeah, you need to shop at Moo Moo. Yeah.
They're shopping there because they want to show them off.
Yeah.
Moo Moo Lemon, the XL section.
Moo Moo Lemon.
Moo Moo Lemon. Because you're fat.
Melon.
Just a bunch of fat ladies laying down in there grazing.
Yeah, we're going to do yoga, which is just nap time. Yeah, Shavasana the whole time. Just going to roll around
for a little bit.
Oh, man.
It's also crazy to find... Because people order shit online. Like, I don't think a lot. I don't even know where you would find a Lululemon store.
Downtown.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
there's a lot of them in Brentwood. Usually in fucking fancy places.
I don't go downtown very often.
Yeah, I don't go to Brentwood either. That's sounds too rich for me. Yeah. I lived in Antioch when I moved up here. that's the place you want to live in Nashville, dude. Antioch?
Brother, you work in Brentwood.
I do work
in Brentwood. I don't go God there that often.
I go there, but I go to work and I leave. I can't afford it. You can go to a fucking store there and be like, oh shit.
I can't afford to breathe.
Eggs for $4? What the fuck? Get my ass back to Aldi in the east side, dude.
Amen, brother.
They pay you to take the eggs. Like, we have too many.
Too many eggs.
You have any irrational fears?
As a child?
Yeah, or adult, whatever.
As a child, I had irrational fears of sharks and my own psyche. sharks and my own self-awareness.
One of those, AJ, one of those is deeply irrational.
And I don't see no saltwater, brother.
Oh yeah, I had one of those fucking hyper realistic dreams that I had been bitten by a shark in fresh water, like literally in like a retention pond, dude.
That's just what you called your bathtub. It's the old retention pond where I try not to come.
Coming in bath water is crazy.
Nasty. I've done it a few times.
It's not good. It's not fun.
Not always. That teaches discipline.
It's the biggest regret of coming, I think. I've come in a lot of bad places, but that one, you're like, it's on me? Oh,
I thought it was bubbles.
And it takes a while to get down to you, too. Like, the water's
being attacked by tiny jellyfish.
You just dodge him.
Trying to squirt him away. Yeah, that's way worse. I've come in terrible places.
They should do, you know, that longitudinal study where they gave like kids marshmallows, and if you ate the marshmallow, you only got one. But if you waited till the end of the school day, they'd give you two marshmallows. They studied those kids for like decades, and it turns out that the kids who deferred the marshmallow had a much more successful life. I bet they could do the same longitudinal study jerking of whether off. Or not you come in bathtub.
Well, me and Thomas are doing great. So
I'm fine. I don't take baths as often as I would like to.
No,
baths are
no.
nice.
Fuck, baths are gross.
That's nasty.
You shower, then you take a bath.
No, very you bath, hygienic. Then you shower.
You bath, then you shower. Yeah, bath,
I don't
want to
sit in my own butt juice.
Why are you going to bath and then shower?
Shower, then bath.
Shower, then bath, then you're clean.
How about,
then
how you're about shower, bath, shower?
Yeah.
Shower, bath, shower.
Have you guys just thought about maybe just showering?
Yeah, that's what I do.
That's the normal.
Coming from you, that's rich.
That's just it. The bath is like a luxury thing. It's like, I'm going to treat myself.
It's poor person hot tub.
The guy that showed up with fucking
motherfucker
Reef over here. Like, hey, you guys shower?
I'll do it. I'll do something. I get a Lush bath bomb and fucking my iPad, and I'm in there for an hour and a half.
I mean, I just
don't touch my dick once, dude.
It's because you can't find it.
Dude, shower jerks. Shower jerks.
It shrivels.
He
dude.
Takes
it
cold
shrivels,
showers,
dude.
Okay? Shower jerks are pretty nice.
They're pretty good. The water's on shower me. I shower because I'm a gross person who does gross things and needs the devil off me.
Yeah.
Like, I just, you know what I mean? Like, when you go through life the way I go through life...
You need a shower.
You shower like it's a Catholic punishment, don't you? Yeah. Like full hot. Heat, yeah.
Like not like not nice. Like my skin is beet red when I get out of the shower.
Well,
hot water baptism.
It only takes semi cold to make it that way too.
Yeah, your skin is beet red when you get out of the shower. Like you held your breath for 8 seconds.
Speaking of,
like I was in the sun for like I don't know an hour.
I'm
gonna say. We need to do something about Joel Osteen.
Kill him.
We need to go to his church. Yeah. That man's saying good stuff.
Who is this we you speak
I'm
of?
I'm just saying.
You got a mouse in your pocket?
That guy, no, all of us, the Tard Yard. Tards, we're going to have a convention at his church.
we wouldn't make it on the lawn, brother.
I just feel like that motherfucker's scamming and yamming and jamming.
Well,
he's an American icon. That's capitalism. Get used to it. Everybody's scamming and jamming, dude.
They're not all scamming and jamming. He's scamming and jamming.
Dude, come on.
Name another scam and jam.
Didn't they knock a hole in like one of the walls in the church and there was a bunch of money
in
it?
In the toilet.
Yeah.
But guess what that guy does? One set a week. What do we do? A lot more sets than one a week, and we don't have nearly that much money. Maybe he's figuring it the fuck out, dude.
One set a week.
He does one set a week on Sundays, dude.
God.
One set a week on Sundays, he has more money than we'll ever have. Yeah. Maybe we're fucking up here. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying.
You're right.
You
something to think about, dude.
You may have a point.
You think he believes in God? Probably fucking not.
No, he can't. He can't. You can't have that much money and be like, I love Jesus.
No, he loves money. And
no
he's
way.
Just good at getting it.
Right.
Like, as much as I don't like him, I'm just saying, he's on to something.
Joel Osteen. Shouldn't have brought it up. Joel Osteen, though. Do you think he bombs? Does he bomb? Does he go on stage?
You can't bomb in front
of
a crowd
you
that everyone loves
you
like that.
You can't bomb when they're brainwashed.
Yeah.
You can't bomb when they're taking out second mortgages to give you money.
That's true.
Yeah.
You can't bomb because you represent something that people are desperate for.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes like big comedians will have like they play for their crowd a little bit.
Yeah. That's all he does.
Like that, but like by like 50 times because they're just the Lord. They just they're like, well, if Joel Osteen bombed, that means God bombed him, and God is real.
Okay, that's just it. That's just it. That's just it. Joel Osteen can't bomb because he's hosting for God.
Yeah, God's headline.
He's hosting for God, dude.
Yeah. No, it's the only way he could bomb.
He's just
if he
like,
was
you
like,
guys know your headliner's Jesus and or your feature act Jesus and your headliner God. Give it up for them.
Hey, give it up. We got God in the house. Yeah. You guys ready to meet God?
This
go.
Number right here where they start playing the music, too, and, and they just all go, oh, I love the music and giving you my money. You should have airplanes because they're cool. Like, I'm like, yeah, dude.
You should have planes so you can fly closer to God.
Of course you need Leonard the fourth house.
Yeah, he needs all them jets so he can fly closer because that way he gets the cell service so he can talk to God.
Not everybody has airplane mode.
It's like when Moses goes up to the mountain and his face is glowing. It's just Joel Osteen coming off a private jet. Like, he's been close to the Lord. You think he fucks? You think he has infidel sex?
Yeah, Joel Osteen's fucking, dude.
You think he is?
Of course he is. Look at him. He's fucking.
All cult leaders fuck, dude.
Okay.
How many priests fuck? They all fuck.
Listen. Yeah, if you or someone you know has been affected by Joel Osteen's penis, you may be entitled to the compensation.
Give us
I want to find
from
out.
Joel Osteen.
No, it'll be the Satanists that hook you up. But I do. Those ladies have got to be out there.
Well, yeah. I mean,
yeah,
look
but
at
they're
them.
Still in the thing. If they're in enough to fuck them, buddy, they're in. Like, they're not leaving. Like,
he's on a mission from God.
Yeah exactly.
I'm supporting God.
How many cult leaders, like, actually let cult members like that leave? Not a lot.
Not willingly.
Nobody's seen that Scientology guy's wife.
Yeah,
Scientology is actually a long time.
What is his? Miscavige is the guy.
David Miscavige.
Joseph Goebbels.
Wait. Hang on. Pause. Who's David Miscavige?
He's the CEO of Scientology.
Okay. Yeah.
And nobody's seen his wife in like 14 years now.
He's Tom Cruise's boss, dude.
He's Tom Cruise's boss.
They haven't seen her in 14.
I thought that was Q.
They haven't seen her in 14 years, and they're like thinking she's still alive.
You know,
have they not seen her at like a Whole Foods or anything?
Yeah.
No. She's not allowed to leave. Like a bunch of them got trapped in this weird little like
compound,
the Forever Podcast, and they're just stuck. You know, and they're not leaving, dude. They're like
the Forever Podcast.
The Forever Podcast. So they're in there just recording. You know,
that's my heaven, brother.
No, they won't let. They're in this. The room they're in is like this though. It's
and
like
they don't leave.
Not a big room, and they're like stuck in these little. Fucking like you know when you go to if you went to a bad school like I did they had those things on wheels those little
wheel in the TVs
the portable buildings
like the FEMA trailer schools.
Yeah
I thought you were giving a shout out to Fiona
they're in
an indoor FEMA pod dude
they're in like little portable classrooms and that's like where they stay. And they're not allowed
but
to
But I'm guessing
they're
that...
They're
I'm
basically in, like, a Marvel prison.
But fucking Mrs. Goebbels or whatever, she's got to be a hot lady. She's obviously, like... You don't think she's going to hot yoga and, like, socializing?
No, because he won't let her. That's the whole thing. Had to
she
escape.
Literally has not been seen.
By anyone. Not
by
even
anyone.
Her family.
Everyone's talking about Palestine and Israel. That's the real genocide.
The Scientologists?
I hope this is still on the Patreon. Okay. We'll just put this into Patreon for a second.
We're keeping it in, brother.
No.
Yep.
You can't say genocide. Oh. Uncle Laser told us.
Well, you just said it twice.
Yeah, now you really just let it fly.
Yeah.
Genocide.
More fucking... Later, oh.
That's what you're doing to
George
this podcast.
Bush. That's how you get George Bush on your podcast. You click your heels three times and say genocide.
Oh, my God. But that's how you get Cheney.
The guy who's really in control.
Yeah.
Oof. Nancy Pelosi, you bitch.
Pretty smart trader, though.
Yeah.
Trader.
Like traitor to this country?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Brought to you by Pfizer. This pod can't go out.
It's going out, brother.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
I don't give a shit. Yeah. That's the thing about the algorithms. Yeah.
Yeah, we're on the list now.
We've been on the list.
Did you grow up Christian? Did you have any Christian backdrops at all?
Oh, yeah. My family's like super.
You have a sister.
Religious. I have four sisters.
What?
Yeah, four older sisters, and they're all
Christian.
So I was with them for 6 weeks, hanging out with them. And they're all
Christian.
So Christian.
And you're a bad little boy.
Yeah, but you know, I'm open to God's love, dude. Yeah, I want him to come down and give me a big old hug one day. But for right now, I'm kind of
sitting. Like, I'll take stub Lupita. Their toes and say things like, "Father Christmas."
They don't show pain. Because God's relieved them from that, dude.
Oh God.
One of them doesn't show any emotion. One of them is like, dude.
Yeah.
One for real? Of us.
No, dude.
One of us.
Dude, all right,
one of us.
I'm gonna rip a little bit, dude. This is my oldest sister.
Come on.
Dude, believes in
she's
Christian.
Never gonna listen.
No, dude, she believes in Christian Scientism, which is a full blown cult where they don't believe in doctors.
What?
Oh yeah.
Like,
hang
on.
Not,
like they're on the cult list. They like your kid breaks your arm, you go, we better fucking pray harder. Yeah. Good luck, Marcy. You stupid cunt.
Wait.
Get her ass,
they
dude.
Don't,
get her ass.
They don't believe. Do they don't believe in doctors at all.
It's a show of a lack of faith.
Yeah. They don't believe in medical healing.
It's like when a fucking guy gets bit by a snake. That guy died, but. Like,
yeah,
it's
but
his
that's
because
you didn't
wrong.
Pray hard enough.
His
dude.
Faith was wrong.
Are you kidding? That's still going on?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Listen, you haven't yet ripped. Rip it.
Rip it.
Yeah,
rip
dude. It. So she believes in that shit.
Yeah. Rip it off like the Band-Aids they'll never use.
I know. Yeah. Well, they can't get any of it or antiseptic, dude. It's wild. Yeah. Like, she believes in that shit, and then this is the third cult she's in. Like, we've gotten her out of cults.
Keeps signing up for these credit cards, dude. These cult credit cards.
She can't help herself.
Wait,
she
what were the
trying to get her
two?
Score higher?
She was an ayahuasca shaman for a long time and just, like, fried her brain so hard.
It usually
hard
goes
on
the
it.
Opposite way. It usually goes, like, conservative
she
Christian
was like,
to ayahuasca.
Both my sisters were both more, like, yogis and Buddhism and Taoism. And then just found their way to like super hard Christianity, which is annoying for me because they'll be like, well, you're not praying hard enough. You need to be more Christian. And I'm like, you were fucking around with Buddha for like 7 years, that fat motherfucker. Like,
so
how
I got
are you
HPV.
Shit? Like, what the fuck? So, like, yeah, my family's, but my parents are like normal Christian, like
regular,
chilling, like not that weird. Yeah. But my two sisters of the four are like hardcore, Marcy especially. And then my other sister, Lily, is like, actually has like a YouTube page vlog that has like 500,000 subscribers and stuff, and like just does like travel vlogs.
Why can't we have her on? Why don't we get this?
Yeah, get Lily. I mean, you couldn't say any of this stuff with Lily, but yeah, she like, she's like super. She like, she told me earlier, she goes, actually, I don't believe in cancer. I think it's just demons attacking the body. And I was like, have you talked to any doctors about that? You ran that by anybody, you know?
You ran that by anybody?
Anybody thought about maybe how, like, that's a really stupid fucking thing to say, you know?
She might be on something.
Who knows? Yeah, they could be attacking. But, yeah, no, my family's super conservative Christian. And, yeah, that's where I'm coming from.
Even your parents?
They're very conservative.
So when Christian. You were getting out of it, what happened that you got out of it? Was it pussy? Was it, did you meet the Lord on drugs?
My parents stopped making me go to church at 13. Yeah. Like, you can come if you want. Like, we moved to Idaho. They were trying to find a church.
Come, all right.
Yeah, I'm fucking jerk off all day. Dude, Sundays are my jerk off day. You're out until 2 p.m. Are you fucking
kidding
me?
I finally have the house to myself.
I jerked off in every room just to see what it was like. See what environment made me feel comfortable.
You look up right as you orgasm and, like, the statue of Christ is just staring at you.
Rock solid bond. So, yeah, that was, a lot of Christianity.
Yeah, I grew up deeply Christian, too. It was like, it started off that, like, spiritual demon shit, and then I went to, like, a Church of Christ, which is where women don't really have rights.
Yep.
The Baptists are going to hell. It took
like
a while.
Sounds like good ideas.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the message is good. Yeah. It's just the heart of the people.
Yeah. They don't really believe that women don't have rights.
No, they're like being nice to them and shit still.
Well, I mean, stand behind it.
Daycare? Yeah. Get
if you're going to say women don't have rights, then fucking take them away or something.
Why
Come
are
on.
We teaching them to read? They don't need reading in the kitchen. Well, you making recipes? I'll tell it to you.
You make what I
Cilantro,
like.
Cilantro, bitch! In fact, don't even let him read the Bible, dude. Just tell him what it says.
Yeah, like the original church did.
Yeah.
The Pope's just like, listen, trust me, you got to suck my dick. And
then you
fun.
Can get the message.
Yeah, that the Vatican. What a
ooh.
Woo! We didn't have a whole pod on the.
You trying
Vatican.
To get the V dogs after you?
Yeah, dude.
Vatican's big,
listen
big
up,
money.
Pope.
What's the Pope's name right now?
I'm a Pope fiend.
What's the Pope's name?
His name is Charles.
Isn't that's the King of England?
What, the Pope?
No, the Pope's not the King of England. Those are two separate.
Of course not.
Okay. Well,
what's the Pope's name?
Yeah, what's the Pope's name?
Isn't it Francis
Benedict?
Bingo.
Francis Benedict. Arnold. Eggs.
Francis.
Hey, Arnold. Comedy. So my point, though, is you grew up in a Christian household, and then you left it, and it's just because your parents said you didn't have to go to church? No, yeah. There's a decision inside of you where you said the devil came to you, and you said this.
I don't know about all that. I just decided to go, and like, damn, you know it's pretty stupid to spend your time thinking about? What's going to happen after I die? Yeah. I'm thinking about what's happening when I'm living, dog.
Yeah.
I'm pushing the pedal to the metal. Oh, yeah, goddamn brother. Miles an hour a day. And I'm living fast, and I got, I'm living hard, and I might crash.
I got $20.
Who gives a fuck?
I got $20 on the Packers.
Yeah, dude, I'm gambling, I'm drinking, I'm making love, yeah. I'm having the best fucking time. And you know who doesn't give a shit? Me or my fucking family or anybody else, because I'm a good guy.
They don't
and
care.
And these motherfuckers want you to believe that you gotta pretend all the time.
Yeah.
Fuck pretending.
I don't like it.
Do what
it.
The fuck you want to do.
That's what's
Have
up.
Have some goddamn fun. Step quick going, oh, well, I got to go to heaven, I got to go to hell, and I got to go to this building on Sundays, yeah. And then I'll go to heaven.
Yeah.
Suck my dick, cocksucker.
Yeah.
That's fucking bullshit.
You're putting
go out
words.
Do what you want to fucking do, and when you're doing something that fulfills you and you like doing it, God's happy with you because he didn't put you here to sit around and sit your thumb up your fucking ass.
Come on,
let's
doggy.
Go, brother.
You're saying come do some
you're
shit.
Saying,
let's go.
Just you're come like, do some shit.
You're the Joel Osteen of atheism.
Yeah. God put you here to go fucking do things that make you fulfilled. Not happy because you're not always happy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you're in Cincinnati and you're on the outskirts of town sleeping in your car, you're not happy.
Well, you know to what I mean? Be fair, I don't think God made Cincinnati.
That was a bit of a negotiation with the
heaven is a place on earth.
Like, know, listen, like, I'm going to destroy
like that was,
Gomorrah.
That's kind of like the, you know, everything the light touches is your kingdom. And he's like, what's that dark space over there? He's like, Cincinnati. Go to Cincinnati.
Into the pond. That's hilarious. Yeah.
Just kidding. I will eventually come to Cincinnati.
Yeah, we'll put the Cincinnati dates up now.
No. Yeah. I like Cincinnati's a comedy city, though.
It's sure.
No, it's fun. It's a good
Ohio
comedy
is
city.
A great state.
Ohio's great, except Sandusky can suck my left nut.
Sandusky, Idaho?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ohio.
Ohio,
don't bring
sorry.
Idaho into this.
Ohio. My bad.
Don't bring my home state into this, dude. Ohio.
Listen, Ohio.
Turkey leg ass shaped state, dude.
Population. Big old fat state.
Zero because they're not people.
Yeah, that was my bad. My brain does that. Idaho, Iowa, and Ohio.
See, I get Hawaii and Alaska mixed up because they're not touching. Someone's like, I'm going to Hawaii. And it's like, it's so cold. Why would you go? It's December. That's Sydney's joke. I took it.
Speaking of tropical places, dude, I just got off that fucking Jay and Silent Bob cruise.
Tell
us
about that
it.
Fucking plane crash.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Dude, you didn't tell me about a plane crash.
So we boarded the cruise, and before we pulled out, like, out of port on the ship, in like the port of Miami, like harbor area, right by the interstate, seaplane landed, but like landed fucked up, so it was in the water, like halfway sunk and going down, and there were like people standing on it at one point, and then like that had to get like rescued and shit, and a bunch of police boats came out. And,
you guys just went right by them?
No, we watched. The boat wasn't even moving yet. Everybody was still getting on board, so we just sat there and watched this whole thing.
That's wild.
Yeah,
it would be so cool if you saw them like inflate one of those like portable boats. And then they just come over to the big cruise ship and party with y'all. Like, we got some of the coke out of the plane.
I'm pretty sure they got in trouble.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
You weren't supposed to land in the water like that?
I don't think so. Yeah. I don't.
You don't
know
want
what
the whole
you
don't
deal
want the
was,
propeller in the water. That's not.
Man, that's not how you're supposed
to.
No,
dude. It was a wing. It was like a wing and one of like the parts that's
so
supposed
they,
to float.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they
yeah.
sunk one of the floaty parts.
So instead of
dude.
Going in like this, they like fucking like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No,
oh.
yeah, not yeah. at all. Dude.
It's a bad landing.
Yeah, somebody's not having
Someone
a great
call it
weekend.
Maybe not
dude.
Even a landing.
Well,
sounds like a crash.
Anymore. Yeah.
Like flying, that's yeah. falling with style.
Now they Buzz Lightyear that shit.
But dude, the cruise was fucking dope.
Yeah.
The cruise was super fun. They're doing it again in 2026. We're fucking going back and doing that shit.
If,
Do it.
If the world's around.
Yeah,
he has a
if
point.
The world's around. Oh, we committed a crime. We bought some weed in the Bahamas.
That's sick.
Yeah, shitty weed, but yeah. good times.
Take what
you know,
can
take
get.
What you can get.
Yeah.
A lot of stems.
Bush or know? No bush?
Not a lot of bush.
What's a Jamaican?
I ate a lot of ice cream.
You ate a
oh
lot
my
of
God, yeah, so much go. Bush. Oh man, make me so happy with the bush. Yeah,
you gonna get the steeds and the stems.
Why do white boy do the shake?
Pussy turn red.
White boy shake, you get shake.
But on the cruise, dude, I posted pictures of the shower in the cabin that we were in. Because we were on like the top floor of like this specific floor that only the artists could get to. Like we had like an elevator usher and shit to like take us places, and it was called the Haven. So all of the rooms on this floor are surrounding like a private pool deck with its own hot tub and its own set of stairs up to like a rooftop deck. That's that sick. Was just for us. And and the showers were huge. I posted pictures of them. The showers had windows in the shower, so you'd like shower and see the ocean.
Well, no, you're at the top.
So we woke up Saturday morning in port in the Bahamas, and the way the beds in our cabins were, because we had like a living room area with a balcony, and then like you go through a door, and then there's like the bedroom, and then like the bathroom and all that kind of stuff, and then the shower. But the bed had its own like curtains, like in a hotel room.
Oh, shit.
So you could just like close the bed off from everything and have complete darkness. So I woke from a complete darkness to just blinding light, stumble straight into the shower, start this like rainfall shower with all these spray nozzles. My eyes are closed because it's bright, and I just like just standing there under the water for like 4 minutes. I finally open my eyes. I'm like, why is it still so bright in here? And I look, and it's because the blinds are open, and there's a whole ass other ship parked right next to us. Like people on their balconies smoking and drinking,
watching.
It's
like kids adventure day on the top deck.
Luckily the ship on that side of us was like a Royal Caribbean. There was a Disney cruise ship parked on the other side, dude. So
you would have been on a list.
International water, no crimes.
No, I think it's murder. Like it's got capital punishment there, dude. I think they'd murder.
Cut you off.
Yeah.
It's also wild that all those kids were like, Papa, what is that? Bumbleclot, that's a white penis. You can barely see the white penis, but you gotta get a little glasses on. You can see the white penis. Bumbleclot, yeah, praise God, that white penis so tiny.
It's just like just a four-year-old.
Some kid standing on like the balcony of a fucking lighthouse with a telescope looking for ships is like, oh my God!
Oh, Mama, I
found the smallest ship on the island. He's coming into port.
That's good. Why do you shake it, man? I have a boner.
Bumbleclot so veiny. When he fuck pussy turn red. Because he be moving so much to make that pussy friction, yeah.
Feel the rhythm.
All this water, the woman not wet.
Who tell this man that water make a good lube? We all know it's a lie. It make you hurt so bad.
I think he's becoming Italian now. That's just an Italian man.
Mamma mia, look at the fucking meatballs. That's just New Jersey.
He's like, ah, that noodle stick it to the wall.
I piss.
Primo.
You gonna go play with your noodle?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm hard.
He's break.
All right, guys, we're gonna fuck while he's gone. This is a nice jacket.
It's pretty sick.
Yeah, dude, where'd you get it?
FreshHoodsWithAZ.com.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
Friend of the pod. Well, guys, we gotta wrap it up. Our boy's got a show to get to.
Because we know Rob never does. Right?
That's true. I've used a condom in like 5 years.
Yeah,
I have a kid in Central Washington. Dude. Shout out that Mexican lady. I don't know if I do, but
that'd be cool, dude.
It's 100% fact. It could happen. It could be.
You think you might have?
Yeah, I think I might.
You nutting in ladies?
Oh, yeah.
Don't.
It's so much fun, though.
I know. Yeah.
Oh, I don't think I think I'm, what's the word? Impotent?
Yeah. No, not impotent.
No, not impotent.
No, you know, it's
sterile.
A whole different thing.
Sterile.
I said that on stage one time. I was talking about coming to ladies and go, don't worry, I'm impotent. Not what you want to say. Sterile. Very big difference.
Yes. Sterile. Pretty sure I'm sterile. Played a lot of gas pedal with my younger brother as a kid, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Kicked in the balls a lot.
Also, microplastics. I'll be microwaving water.
Yeah. And Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew.
And the diet, too, even worse.
Ooh.
Diet Coke all day, baby.
Yeah. Aspartame, bad for your becker.
What is aspartame?
Aspartame.
Sweet thing in like diet sodas.
Yeah, it's like a, it's like sugar, but not sugar. We're sweet.
We're so fucked.
Oh yeah, we're I mean, for sure.
DT drinks like fucking 12 Diet Cokes a day. He's just fine.
I don't think he's having kids.
He has a bunch of kids.
Not anymore.
Well, yeah, but he's been drinking DT. DT's
do you want? Do you want to have babies? Do you want to have kids besides the Latina you have?
Yeah, yeah. I
want
to have like 3 or 4 kids yeah. from one woman.
Would you ever? What's his name? Michael B. Or what's his name? The guy who be having like 18 kids.
Nick
now?
Cannon.
Yeah.
Would you have Nick Cannon? Not to.
Well, you got a head start, pal.
Well, he for starters, he said with one woman, so.
Yeah.
Let's start a GoFundMe for Rob's child.
Shout out.
Friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod, Hector. Dude. Shout out Tri-Cities, Washington, wherever you are. I hope you're doing good.
You know, just this little ginger Mexican running around.
Dude, yeah. I banged this chick. And then the
chosen
one. Little Louis C.K., dude.
The next day, we
just showing people we went up and we had off.
Breakfast at like her parents. I fucked her parents' house. But she was adult. She was an adult. She was
don't
an adult.
They all live she's together?
Yeah, exactly. That culture. So we got up and we're eating breakfast with her big ass family, and they made all this sick ass breakfast food, and I'm destroying food. I'm so hungry. And then she didn't eat her food and she goes, I don't know, I'm just not that hungry. And then I went, picked her plate up and went, well, I worked up an ass appetite last night and just destroyed her food in front of her whole family. And they gave me a ride back to my car and said, thanks for coming to town.
That's awesome.
Thanks for coming to town and thanks for coming in our daughter.
Exactly.
Yeah. They're like, dude, you did us a solid. She had such an attitude before.
She seems so much nicer now.
This is so taboo to say, but Hispanic people, I grew up in Texas around Hispanic people. They have a lot of gratitude.
They do.
A lot of appreciation.
They're good people.
They do, yeah.
Who's not a good people?
Best
good
barbecues. People,
they still live in this neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah, Spanish barbecues, Spanish holidays, just they rip. Nothing rips quite like that.
The last apartment I lived in the Breezeway, was mainly Hispanic folk, and they were making like a buffet in the Breezeway for like a fiesta they were having. And it was so sick. The entire like building of the apartment complex is
it smells like barbacoa.
Hell yeah.
It was awesome.
Hell yeah.
Those people rule.
Yeah. I love Hispanic people. If they were more attractive to me, I would be the best.
Well, I do have to go to the show.
Yes. Rob, so. We love you like Hispanic people.
Hell yeah.
We're out of here. Thanks for stopping by the Tard Yard. We'll see you next time.
Peace out. Shout out, Tardation Nation.
Yeah, and if you're Rob's kid, get in touch.
Yeah. Hey, subscribe to the Patreon, too.
Subscribe to the Patreon. Check us out on Patreon. Bonus pre-roll episodes. Also, I've dates coming up. March 8th, I'm in Fort Wayne, Indiana at Summit City Comedy Club. Fucking Sydney the Kid is going to be with us.
Oh, it's gone.
April 24th, I'm headlining Zany Chicago. 4/19, I'm in San Antonio at Station Comedy Club. 4/20, Oklahoma City at the Pharmacy for a special fucking weed event. And fucking May 4th, Rip City Comedy Festival, Portland. I'm running it back. Let's go.
And Twin Kegs 2, Wednesdays. Nashville, it's, they're closing, but we're having fun.
Shout out Grandpa Bar every Friday.
Every Friday, baby.
What in tarnation?